We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Top three carriers, Xfinity Internet required. Reduced speeds at 20 gigabytes per line. Most reliable based on RootMetrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
It's the best time to sign up for BetMGM because the king of sportsbooks is giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code MARKS100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers or Clippers. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey playoffs or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code MARKS100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Lakers and Clippers and either team hits a three.
New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER at MGM Sports in partnership with Hollywood Casino Morgan. Down.
Now, it's your time to make more money and be your own boss. Come to the Franchise Show on May 15th and 16th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center to meet with the best money-making franchises. Learn how you can open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise Show, May 15th and 16th, the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tickets at PhiladelphiaFranchiseShow.com. COVID safety precautions in place.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia from the Tasty Cake Studios. An Odyssey station. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie are on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Today we've got Philly's afternoon day game baseball at 1 o'clock against the Brew Crew. Of course, the Phils with a victory last night. Sixers with a victory last night. We'll get into both squads. Didi, the big hit in the first inning for the Phils. MB dominant for the 76ers. You know, if you haven't taken stock, Phils with a 3-game winning streak. Sixers with a 6-game winning streak. Both teams in first place. Of course, we've got some residual Eagles conversation related to the draft. And as I said, afternoon baseball today, 1 o'clock on WIP. Phils and the Brewers. Hop aboard the phone lines and get in. 215-592-9494 to react to last night's game and kind of where things stand in Philly sports. We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Bill Buckner has more career hits than Ted Williams does.
Wow. That's, yeah. Well, you know what? Ted did go to a lot of wars. So, I guess.
That interferes.
Yeah, World War II.
With accumulating the hits. That, yeah,
World War II and Korea. And Buckner was a great player, man.
Wait, World War II and Korea?
World War II and Korea. Ted Williams.
A hero. Wow.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know it was both. I didn't know all that.
Seltzer might have to look it up. I believe Teddy Ballgame missed upwards of 4 to 5 years of his career, many of which were prime years.
Man.
Like 41, he hits 400 and then leaves for a couple years for the war.
Wow.
So.
Missed 3 years to the war.
That war?
Total.
Total? Okay.
Yeah, he missed 1943, 1944, and 1945. So it's age 24, 25, 26.
What about Korea?
Those are the only ones he missed.
Oh, I thought he was Korea.
So it doesn't. He didn't miss full seasons. He only played 6 games in 1952, so it could have been that.
Yeah, I think it's that.
And only 37 games in 1952.
So that might be the beginning of 52 and the end of 53.
That is something.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, man. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, let's let it soak in for a second that we have and I know it's been a rocky road. I get it. I've done a lot of complaining, and I believe rightfully so. But we do have a first-place Philadelphia Phillies team. We do have a first in the conference. And let me say this.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the 76ers, because it's over. The regular season race is over.
The magic number is
over.
Four.
It's over.
They need to win four.
They're two up with
they're
six to go.
They're very likely to be able to swing it. They're playing great now.
Yeah.
But, Joe, I think your point is, It's been a lot of doom and gloom.
It has
about
been.
Both of these teams.
I know.
And somehow we've forgotten to keep track of where they exist compared to the other teams. Like, the other teams should have a lot of doom and gloom, too. Like, they mess up as often as we do. Actually, it's more often than we do because we're in first place.
Yeah, I mean, it strikes me like, you know, look, we do a lot of complaining. And again, I think rightfully so. But and there's a lot of, you know, like, what happened to Philadelphia sports? It stinks. Well, we actually have two first-place teams right now. All right, so let's take the conversation further here at 215-592-9494. Expectations for these two squads. Sixers first place in the East, and they're gonna wrap it up in the next couple of days, have home court advantage in the East. We'll see if they can get to the finals. Phils have a long way to go. I mean, it's only May 6th, long way to go, but they are in first. So, John, I'll ask you this question and for everyone at 215-592-9494.
Yeah.
Are these two teams going to see it all the way through? Meaning, put another way, are the Sixers going to make the finals? Forget win the finals for a second. Let's just deal with these.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Sixers going to make the finals? Are the Phillies going to win the NL East? Because I will tell you, my gut feeling remains no and no. Now, I'd love to be the guy to come on here, pom-pom it up and say, yes, Sixers to the finals. Yes, Phils to October by way of winning the NL East. My honest gut feeling right now is no on the Sixers. Knowing the Phillies, I am excited the position they're both in, but I am still skeptical on both for different reasons. John, where do you stand? Where does everyone stand? 215-592-9494. Look, it is great. Two first-place teams. John, do you think they both see it through?
Yeah, I do.
Both of them?
Well, sure. I mean, of course, we all hope that they can, but when I took stock, you know, when the realization hit me, both teams are in first.
And,
well, when the realization hit, you know, like the Sixers, they've sort of cinched this thing up.
They got it. It's over.
And the Phillies winning a couple in a row, that made a difference. They are now, you know, they're in sole possession. They're looking not great, but better than the other teams in the division. I mean, I don't see why not. I expect we trash these teams. They're in first place. With the Phillies, so much has gone wrong.
Yeah.
So much has gone wrong. Think about Andrew McCutchen. Think about our center field position.
The worst I've ever seen.
Think about Matt Moore and Chase Anderson.
Yep.
Think about Alec Bohm is not looking boomy.
No,
Alec Bohm is hitting, 220? Something along those lines. He's been very disappointing, but a lot of that is based on just pure sheer bad luck. He's hitting it hard. It's going directly to a defender.
Yep.
Our defense has been horrendous.
Shoddy. Yeah.
Unpreparedly horrendous. You got guys hurt. You know, you got guys sick. You got Girardi's decisions. They've been bad. These are things that can be fixed. These are things that are not set in stone. You know, Bryce Harper is not going to continue to be hurt and out. Gene Segura not going to continue to be hurt and out. As I said yesterday, I think Joe Girardi learns from his mistakes, and we don't see those decisions in the future. So why not? This Phillies team will be amended in a positive way before it's all said and done. The fact that they're in first place, let's not forget, that's a great sign for the coup d'etat for all of us that John Middleton would potentially spend across that luxury tax threshold. Remember, we've been told for years that he'd be willing if it seemed as though this was a team that actually had a chance to do something.
Yep, yep.
They might have a chance to do something. And who knows? I know that they will spend. I know that they will add. There are positions, center field, you know, starting pitching, that we can improve. I think they will. I think that's very positive. So, sure. Why not the Phillies?
All right, let me address the Phillies first. And again, everyone can weigh in 215-592-9494. Then we'll get to the Sixers more in depth. Let me tell you, to me, John, why it's a no and not a yes. For the main reason, honestly, is the Braves. Like the Phillies, yes.
You know the Braves lost Travis d'Arnaud.
I know they did. I know they did. And I know they've been below 500 and they've been a disappointment and all that, you know, for their fans. But the Phillies, to me, are doing about what the Phillies will do, which is 500, a little bit better. You know, I picked, I think my number at the beginning of the year was 84. We'll see where it goes. I just happen to believe, when all is said and done, that the Braves will get their act together. And the shortcomings that you pointed out with the Phillies, and there have been many, center field, four starter, fifth starter, Girardi's issues have been noteworthy, and other factors.
But he's not a bad manager. He has managed like a bad manager.
Yeah, but this team,
I expect that to be amended.
This team also just doesn't hit a ton. I mean, they just don't. Now, I know there's a lot of teams in baseball not hitting a ton. There's, you know, you still got a lot of home runs and you got a lot of strikeouts. And so it's not like the Phillies are like that different than a lot of teams, but I would like to see them rake more. They just don't hit a ton. I'm going to give, and I hate to do it because you guys know I'm a hardcore Phillies fan. If I had to give my honest appraisal, do I think the Phillies are going to win this division? My answer would be if I'm in the arena, if this is gladiator time and it's thumbs up or thumbs down, I'm giving them a thumbs down. Now let's get to the Sixers. I'll just start out saying this. I'm going thumbs down on them on the finals too. I think they get
on
to the
final. Wait, hold on. What do you mean?
On getting to the finals, I'm still going thumbs down on the Sixers. John, where are you at on that?
And I'm assuming that's because you still think the Nets are going to become something that they have not yet become.
That is the biggest reason.
You've got that all-star core. They've played seven games together in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That is going to hurt them. We are a team. Doc has transformed this team. We're all aware of this. In so many ways, we're now good on the road. We're now consolidated. Our defense is our calling card.
Yep.
And we've got Joel, who's playing better than any of us could have imagine.
No, I mean, Joel's a gift from God.
Yes, absolutely.
He's a gift from God. He
and
really
he'll
is.
Continue yep. to grow and enhance his game because that's what he does. I'm very positive about where things are headed. I'm not convinced the Nets get it together fully. You know, the Sixers, just like the Phils, they draw our ire nonstop, but we forget that these other NBA teams, they forget to show up some nights too. This Sixers team has the most incredible talent that I can remember in a long time in Joel. That's where everything starts. And then you support him with the incredible defense around him. And when guys are hitting from the outside, it helps an awful lot. But Doc, like Girardi, has been there and done that. He's led this charge before. And that does make a difference. We get down on both guys for being a little too player friendly, but maybe that pays dividends. Maybe that pays dividends in crunch time in the postseason when guys believe he's got their best interests in mind. There's got to be a method to the madness.
Listen, I'm going to sum up, John, why I'm a thumbs down on the Sixers. And look, guys, I'm very excited for the Sixers. I don't want anyone to misconstrue. I am super psyched that they're going to be the one seed. They found a way to get that done. And when I say get it done, they're going to get it done in the next 3 or 4 or 5 days. It's going to be over. They're 2 up. They actually are 3 up because they got the tiebreaker. They're going to be the 1 seed. They're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals for only the second time since 1985. That's awesome. I just think that's the round they're going to lose in, John, and I'm going to sum it up for you. 3 reasons. I'm going to make it real short and simple, and you're going to know what each reason means. Reason one, Brooklyn Nets. Reason two.
You have an artificially inflated ideal of what they're supposed to become, and they have not yet become, and they have not. They're going to have to become that awesome Nets team in the postseason.
Reason two.
It's a big ask.
Reason two, Ben Simmons.
Well, I am worried about
that. No explanation needed. Just Ben Simmons. Now, look, we got to give the guy credit for when he came back, they immediately started winning again. Obviously, he is a consequential player in Philadelphia sports.
Hold on now. When he came back, it was after playing a bunch of good teams, and they were playing the dregs of the NBA.
I agree. But we do have to note that, I mean, they do win with him a lot of times, and they did lose 4 in a row without him. So, yeah, but I get your point. All right. But you know my concern on Ben. Playoffs.
4 in a row without him, but 2 of them were against the Bucks.
I understand.
Without him.
I understand.
One was against the Golden State where Curry went off.
Yep.
And I forget who the other one was, but it was another good team.
Reason three. Reason three.
Phoenix, I believe.
Yeah, the Suns.
All right. Reason three. Curry and Green. And I don't mean this to be disrespectful to them. I admire the way these guys compete. They have served a role. These guys can shoot. They obviously create floor balance. Joel talked about it after the game last night. They're far better. Thank God Josh Richardson's not on this team. I mean, looking at Danny Green last night, who I guess is the small forward, but looking at Danny Green, just corner three, bang, corner three, bang, corner three, bang. Josh Richardson couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I really believe when you get into the nitty-gritty of the playoffs against the good teams, Curry and Green will show what they are. Which are below average starters.
I think the Sixers have below average. Did it the last 2 years.
I know he did.
2 years.
I know he did.
You're saying he's not going to be able to do it in the postseason. He just did it. He just got 2 rings.
It's easier when you're with LeBron and Anthony Davis. We've got one in Philly. We've got one. Joel is legit, man. He's top 5 in the league. I go back to reason two. What about the other guy? Look, let's go to the phone, see where everyone stands on all this. 215-592-9494. It is exciting to be excited about these squads. I mean, we do a lot of complaining, and again, I think it's not without merit. I mean, both of these teams have kind of put us through the ringer at various points.
But we lose context.
We do sometimes lose context.
We forget that other teams are imperfect also.
Yeah,
yes, I mean, we are imperfect, both the Phillies and the Sixers. But that's the name of the game.
It is.
We are a little more perfect than the other teams right now because we're 2 games up on the Nets.
And really 3 when you consider the tiebreaker. Look, it is awesome. I mean, both teams are in first place. And let's take stock of that. But what does it mean from here? To the phones, 215-592-9494. Do you think both these teams, one of these teams, neither of these teams see it all the way through for the Phils to win the division, for the Sixers to win the conference in the playoffs? Let's kick it off with Josh and Maniac. What's going on, Josh?
Boys, great topic. I agree with Joe. I really do. It's disappointing, but I have to say that, one, the NBA is a joke. It's a bad league anyway because they rest every superstar until the playoffs. So the Nets, while playing with only seven games with these guys, trust me, Corona and nights off are over come the playoffs because now they came to do something, and that's what they want to do. And
so you think they can just turn it on?
Yes, I do. And I think. Yeah. Steve Nash has done a great job. I also think Scottie Brooks has done a phenomenal job down in Washington over the last couple of months with the team that he's really has, with Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, just taking it up to another level to play in the position that they're in.
They also have 2 players on that team.
Agreed. But we have Embiid, who is phenomenal, and it's gonna, the games that Simmons has done well in has been against lesser competition.
Well, what about for the Nets? Like, do you think that those stars will suddenly start playing defense?
I do.
Not only that, I think Kyrie will actually talk to the media. So, like, all of a sudden he's a different person because now all of a sudden the playoffs, here's what matters. And by the way, I do root for the Lakers and LeBron get in the play-in game just so someone can get fired, hopefully him.
well, that's not happening.
In regards to the Phillies, you know, they're a heart attack watching. Like, let's be honest, you're up 5-1 last night, and you're saying to yourself,
it's
this
tough.
Isn't over.
Yeah, it's tough, yeah. Man. It's 5-0
tough. 5-0 saying.
Yeah.
5-0, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Odubel throws the ball, airmails the ball, and somehow the guy's out at home.
Well, I'll tell you how he's out, and thanks for the call.
Because he's 300 pounds.
Well, that's actually the other reason. I was going to say, and Josh, good call.
You were
going to
say, because JT's amazing.
Dude, JT, man.
That was
awesome.
It was like Spider-Man.
That was.
He caught that ball, you know, skied to catch that ball, and then readjusted his body in midair to get down there and make that tag. It was so amazing.
So I was thinking the Matrix, but I don't know if you guys am I allowed
good.
To?
That, no, I mean,
am
we'll
I
let
am
you.
I allowed
we'll
to make
let
a...
you? Because it's a good one. Yeah. We'll let you. It is unbelievable how athletic he is as a catcher.
Incredible.
I mean, you don't see guys at that position be able to move their body, to run, to do all the things he does.
It's absolutely incredible. Let's talk to Brady in South Jersey. What's up, Brady?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Brady.
So I just want to go off of Josh, man. I agree with what he was saying about with the Sixers. Especially, too, it's been tough because we haven't seen really the Nets at full strength. And I think the Sixers can at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, it's they're. I guarantee you they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. As long as Joel Embiid doesn't suffer an injury in the playoffs, it's a guarantee that they win two rounds in the playoffs. The question isn't, are they going to win two? The question is, are they going to win three? Are they going to win four? They're absolutely. You think they're going to lose to the Knicks in the second round? Come on.
No, but I'm just saying to John, listen, the NBA, they don't really care about the regular season anyway, so it doesn't matter that they haven't played with each other for this for almost the entire season. They're going to turn it up in the playoffs. Especially to KD.
I will say this, though, Brady. It could jack their chemistry a bit. I mean, I think the Nets are going to win, but it is not lost on me that the first year, and they did play a full year together, the Miami Heat played together. Look, they made the finals. I'm talking the LeBron team with Wade and Bosch. But you could tell in that playoff, in that series versus the Mavs, they weren't – LeBron was still deferring to Wade. They didn't really have their – process down of how to win at the highest level in year one. They got it in year two.
Well,
what the Nets are trying to do is basically they're trying to do it in like month one or month two, forget year one, because they really have barely played together. That does help the Sixers.
Refresh my memory. The first year LeBron made the finals with the Heat.
Yep.
They lost.
They lost to the Mavs, and LeBron came up small in the finals, and you could just see that they were out of sync in that finals. You could just say it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it had to do with star, and who's going to sort of be the guy when the moment arises. And, of course, it should be LeBron because he was better than Wade. I mean, he was. But he didn't kind of have it in him at that point fully. And you could tell there was some deferring to Wade, and it just kind of threw them off. Mm-hmm. And LeBron shrunk, and Dirk played great. And so, I mean, I think the fact that the Nets haven't played together is a real advantage for the Sixers. I just happen to believe that the greatness of the Nets' talent, when they play together, will trump that situation. I could be wrong. I mean, look, the Sixers are going to be in that series, man. Joel Embiid gives them a real shot. I'm not saying the Sixers have no shot. I'm just telling you, when all is said and done and that series is over, I expect that the Sixers will go home and the Nets will go to the NBA Finals. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on both these teams? We'll get into more of the Eagles in the draft. Howard Eskin at 11 today. Remember, Phillies, they play the Brew Crew. They're going for, how about it? It's pretty rare. The four-game sweep. And they got a shot to get it done today. Afternoon baseball today at 1 o'clock on WIP. We'll lead you up to it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Phillies baseball today. Phillies Brewers. Starts at 12:15. Sponsored by Life Brand. Protect your future from your past. The first pitch is at 1:15. And stream all the Phillies action on the Odyssey app. Your home for Phillies baseball.
He's out of room. It's gone.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's for dinner, you ask? At Wawa, we've got the answer, no matter what you're craving. Because Wawa now has dinner. Every day, starting at 4 p.m., you'll find crave-worthy dinner options that will make everyone happy. Like fettuccine Alfredo, kids' meals, delicious Angus burgers, french fries, and more. Choose in-store, curbside, or delivery. Wawa Dinner. Sounds good.
From the first pitch to the last out, Bet Rivers Sportsbook has all the bases covered. Bet Rivers has a massive number of baseball betting options on each game, including pregame player props and live in-game betting every inning. Sign up now and get a free play match of 100% on your first deposit up to $250. Bet with a winner. Bet with Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Get 50% off all style windows, plus pay nothing for 24 months online at WindowNation.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Monitor your home Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. See who's on your network, set curfews, and more. Xfinity XFi puts you in control. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Welcome to Wawa. Would you like to try our new paninis?
This spicy Italian garlic panini looks so crunchy, melty. But Phil, your dad was a hoagie man. His dad was a hoagie man. You are a hoagie man. You know what? Today, I'm a panini guy.
Switch up your routine with Wawa's delicious and crunchy breakfast and lunch paninis. Choose your favorite, like Southwest Turkey or a Chipotle Bacon Egg Panini. Available at Wawa.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love, and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle.
He didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's crunchy.
Creamy.
Sweet.
Salty.
Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call,
click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When a strange man dies alone in the woods, a search to figure out who he is sends me to some incredible places.
He crossed the Atlantic in a small sail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.